if you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I...
Nailed the board on.
Nailed the board on. All right, what do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off, that cause the water to pour down on?
The eave. Eave is there for you.
What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood? Now, I notice we have two...
Outbuilding. We call them outbuildings. Now, we have here, I've got wood buildings for my wood. Now, we got another one out there for our storage room where we put all different things. And we put fertilizer in it, Joanna, and stuff. I got bee gum hives, beehives, and yonder, and I got...
Do you have these?
Bees?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We use that for a storage room.
Mm-hmm. All right. I suppose there are some still around. What do you call outdoor toilets?
Well, that's back before we had the indoor toilets. Mm-hmm. We'd have a outdoor toilet, and I'd be open the house out, Shona, a little building.
And is that what they were called in this area?
Outdoor toilets.
If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, I don't.
Well, yes, that would be, if you was to ask me, do I know so-and-so by so-and-so, I'd say, no, I don't know that man or gentleman or ever. If he's a kind of up-to-do man, well, I would always call him a gentleman, and you know it. Try to be polite with
it. About it.
Yeah.
All right. If a friend comes back to town and another friend has been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? What would you say?
Have you met so-and-so yet or something like that, probably.
Okay. If you're interested in whether a brother or somebody likes something or dislikes it, you'd say, does your brother like ice cream? And which way would you reply in either? He's got to either like it or dislike it.
Yeah.
What would your answer probably be?
Well, the most people you would have to say, he's really fond of, or likes ice cream, he's really fond of.
That's what most of them do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you'd been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, I've been thinking about it, or I've been thinking around it?
I've been thinking about it.
You might say you live, let's see, this is one. You might say you live in a
framed house, that's
framed
right.
House. And in this area, are there any other kinds of houses?
Brick block houses, there's lots of block houses, and lots of brick houses, blocks and brick. Now my old boss right down here, he got a brick home. And most of them is considered block homes, block houses, and brick homes.
Is the one you're referring to, is that the one of the neighbors called the Houston House, I believe? Is that, we were given directions, is that the one they're calling the Houston House?
No, I don't know. But he lives next door down there, right down there.
What sort of buildings, the main big building on the farm where the cattle are kept?
Lots. We call them barns and lots and animal houses.